I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, superstars, it's Lee here, and I've got a really great session for us today. I'm going to tell you the fastest way to build a web design business that actually makes money. So the reason I want to go through this is because there's really five, I've pinpointed five things in particular that a lot of web designers will do that they think is the best way to kind of get their business off the ground as fast as possible. But the truth is they're actually self-sabotaging their own business. And so then you say, well, why are they doing it? They're doing it because this is what everybody says they should be doing in order to build their business. It's the mainstream approach. There's five huge things. There's really more than five. I tried to whittle it down to just five. But these are five of the biggest things that that really cause people to try to launch their business but end up failing. And the reason is they start out on a foundation that's just never going to succeed. So what we'll do today is I'll give you these five things. We'll go through each one individually, and I'll explain exactly what is... hey, Dennis, good to see you. High five to you. I'll explain to you all of the different things that are kind of sabotaging people's businesses, how to avoid them, and ultimately you'll now have the recipe for the fastest way to build a web design business that actually makes money, right? Because like anybody can build a web design business if they'll do the work for free, right? Anybody can build a web design business if it's just on the side, they don't really care, and it's, you know, who you know, whatever. It's not a big deal if it actually works. But what I'm talking about, and the whole reason we built this whole group about building high-value WordPress sites, is how do you do something that actually not only makes money for you, but drives results for your clients? And so let's jump into it. So there's five things that people do that tend to wreck their businesses and prevent them from building the web design business that actually makes money for them. Thing number one is finding work on job boards, like going to Fiverr and Upwork and Craigslist and just kind of trying to find projects on these job boards. And the reason that people do it is because, you know, I mean, I hear this all the time. Like I hear people go to WordPress meetup groups or online forums or whatever, like Facebook groups. And people just kind of talk, well, where can I find clients? I'm just starting out. And then people say, oh, go over to Upwork, go over to Fiverr. Yeah, maybe you'll have to reduce your prices at first, but you'll build up a reputation and then people will like your work. And then, you know, it gets better in time. And that's a great way to go about it. But you can't do that. Like, I don't think that that's a really good way to find clients, because it doesn't actually enable you to make the money that you want, and it doesn't really enable you to help the clients at the level that they need. So it's really a lose-lose for everybody when it comes to the people that have the mindset that we have going on to someplace like Upwork or Fiverr to try to find clients. And so there's basically three big things that are problems with job boards. The first is competition. It's like you're competing against the earth, like the whole entire, like everybody in the whole wide world is on Fiverr and Upwork and everything like that. And when you're out there, especially if you live in the United States and you're trying to do work on Fiverr, competing against people that live all over the earth, you can't win because the cost of living and the value of a dollar and all of those things are stacked against you. Like the cost of living and the types of revenue that you need to generate just because you live in the United States kind of pushes you outside of the realm of competition. Like you're kind of priced out of the market just because your overhead's too high and you can't compete because, like, you know, you get a project for $100 and that's like barely anything. Whereas other people in other parts of the world can get a project for $100 and that's a big deal. So right off the bat, the competition is just too high. So that's one big problem. Price is the second problem. Even if you do get a lead through someplace like Fiverr or Upwork or something, you can't charge the rates that you really need. A, because of the competition, but B, because the clients don't really view you as an authority or as an expert or anything like that. They're like, oh, that guy's too expensive. There's 18,000 other people that basically have the same profile and, you know, charge way less. So there's the price flexibility, it's just so rigid on these job boards. And it's a massive downward pressure on pricing in general when it comes to these types of platforms. And so you just can't price your work at a successful level in order to generate a web design business that actually makes money. The kind of money that you need to feel like you're really doing something, to stay afloat, to have the lifestyle that you want, you know, to get into like the six-figure realm. It's just really, really, really hard, probably getting to the point of almost being impossible to charge the prices that you really need on these job boards. And then the third one is timing. Like by the time the job lands on someplace like Fiverr or Upwork or whatever, the client's mindset is not where you want it to be in order to provide the most value to them. Like, they've probably already spec'd out the whole project and what they want you to do and all of this stuff, and they're just looking for someone to do the work. And if you're too expensive or you don't want to do it or whatever, there's 1,000 other people that will, you know, be eager to take on these projects. And if you then show up and say, hey, well, here's some things that I think you could do better. Here's some other ideas. Maybe I could upsell some marketing. It's really, really hard, if not impossible. Like, it's the percentage chance of you being able to upsell a client to something that's significant and meaningful in the context of a job on Fiverr is almost zero, because they've already got a really well specced out plan for what they want. They're just looking for someone to implement it, and they want somebody to, you know, do it as fast as possible, as cheap as possible, that kind of stuff. So the timing of the project is just not right. So competition is way too high, pricing is way too rigid with a huge downward, you know, pressure on the price overall, and that the timing of the project is, it's, you're just not going to be pulling clients that have the mindset that you really want in order to offer them the most value. So but it's the biggest thing. It's like, most people try to launch their web design business by finding jobs on these job boards. And like if you Google right now how to launch a web design business, you'll find that. That's the mainstream advice for people getting started. And what I find is, when you go down that road, you burn out before you get any traction. Like, it's a road to disaster, because you feel like you're doing something, but most people don't have nearly enough runway to actually make this work, because it takes a huge amount of time. And what I'm seeing is, even the people that do put in the time are still not getting the results, because of the competition, because of price, because of timing. And so the bottom line is, job boards don't pull clients from the right pool. And that's a big problem. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is the marketing. Like, how do you market your business to attract the right clients? So if finding clients on job boards isn't the right way, well, what if you go out and try to find clients on your own in some way? And so you market your business. And what I'm finding is, web designers who market their businesses based on the services that they provide, they don't attract the clients they want. They attract low budget clients. So Dennis just said, I agree. People don't understand the high quality WordPress business owner. Just see it as the same as a cheap one. Yeah, you're exactly right. Like, people on these job boards, they're not seeing the value. I think Dennis has a really good point there. So, I always get so excited about these conversations that I forget to mention that if you would like to be part of these live conversations and join in and leave comments and kind of have this interaction live, and you happen to be listening to this on YouTube or on our podcast or just, you know, wherever, somewhere other than watching it live, head on over to Facebook and join the group Building High Value WordPress Sites. And every Tuesday at 2:00, we get on and we have a conversation like this, where we usually focus on business development, marketing, finding clients, working on pricing, so that you can actually, like we're talking about today, build a successful web design business that actually makes money and drives results for your clients. So everybody's winning in all of this. And really, the only criteria to really be part of this group is, you have to have the mindset that you want to do excellent work and you want your clients to get amazing results. You have to have both of those two things. And I know that there's people out there that don't have both of those two sides of the equation. Some people are just interested in doing excellent work, but they're not really thinking about what outcome the client will get from this. In other words, they're really, really tech-minded without much of an interest in the business development aspect. And if that's you, that's fine. That's not a problem. But I don't think you'll find a lot of value in this group, because most of what we talk about, or how do you combine the business and the marketing side with the tech side? And if you're not interested in the business and marketing, it's probably not for you. And the other group of people is, know, if you have any kind of inclination towards just wanting to crank out cheap sites over and over, and you don't care whether or not people get results out of it, and you don't really care even if the work is high quality, and you're just trying to spin out cheap sites all the time, then that's definitely not for you. This is not that type of a group. What we do here is we talk about how do you develop an awesome business where you have a six-figure income coming out of a web design business that you run on your own, usually out of your house, oftentimes by yourself or with one or two other people, and doing that in a way that gives you the lifestyle you want, the freedom you want, the types of clients you want, and how can you do all of that and, you know, and drive amazing results for clients. So that's how all of this works. Dennis just said, good job on your YouTube videos as well. Lee Blue, you got a good amount of audience. Well, thanks, Dennis. A lot of great comments from you today. I really appreciate it. High five to you. Boop. So marketing your services. So thing number two that tends to wreck people's businesses inadvertently, and the reason that people do this is because this is what everybody says to do. This is the mainstream approach. And what we're talking about right now is why the mainstream approach does not work for most people. If it did work for most people who would launch a web design business would have an amazing amount of income and awesome clients and all these great things. And the truth is, most don't. Most people that launch their web design business usually can get to about $30,000 to $35,000 per year total, you know, like maybe $2,000 or $3,000 per month, and then they stall out and it falls apart. And so why is that? How can we do a lot better than that? And how can we actually build a six-figure business that you can run on your own? And one of the problems is marketing services. So the truth is, web designers who market their businesses based on the individual services they provide attract low-budget clients. That's just the bottom line. But it's so counterintuitive because you think to yourself, well, what should I do instead? It's like, well, how if I want clients to hire me for web design or for branding or for a logo or for even if it's SEO or for email marketing, whatever it is, if you want clients to hire you for that, but you don't tell them that you do that, then how are you supposed to get the right clients? But the problem is when you begin to define yourself and your business as someone who offers like a menu or a listing of services, and you market your business that way, like you attract clients who want to hire you for one of your services. It's kind of like I say this a lot in various venues, but it's kind of like a restaurant, like when it like a technical restaurant where everything on the menu is your tech stuff. But like think about it, like Don Miguel's Mexican restaurant. I talk about them all the time. They're a Mexican restaurant down the street from me, and like I think they have awesome food. Like I tend to get the Pollo Loco when I go there. It's awesome. You know, other people like different meals, arroz con pollo, whatever. And there's different things on the menu that different people like. And so what will happen is you'll be like, man, I could really use that, you know, Pollo Loco meal. Let's go get that. And so I go to the restaurant and I order the meal, right? I don't go to the restaurant and order the entire menu. I just get the one thing that I like, the one thing that I'm interested in. And that's what happens when you market your services. So like if you market your business, like a restaurant markets their menu, then what will happen is you'll attract people who want to hire you for a thing, not the whole menu. And ultimately what you want is someone to hire you for the whole thing. And so that's the difference between you as a web designer and a restaurant or somebody else who kind of offers a listing or a menu of services. What you really want to get to the high ticket kind of clients, the people that can get the best results, you want people to hire you for all the stuff that you do the best, your most powerful suite of all the things. And the reason you want that is there's a lot of reasons. One reason is that's where the money is. Like if you want to build a web design business that makes a lot of money, you want people to buy all your stuff. So that's one reason. But the second reason is by getting all of your stuff, then you're able to do your best work, right? You can do the things that you do the best by combining all of the individual pieces. And if you're doing your best work, then your clients get the best results. And that is the road to developing a web design business that makes a lot of money as fast as possible. It's just right off the bat, do that. Like get clients to hire you for all of the things that you do and all at once without having to upsell. That's another thing. I didn't add this to the list, but I'll throw it in free of charge anyway. If you try to upsell clients on other things later, it tends to fail. Like if somebody hires you for one thing on your menu, and then you try to sell them another thing, and then another thing, and then another thing, so that they eventually get all of the things that you do the best, people tend not to agree to that. Even if it's an obvious thing that they should agree to, like a WordPress maintenance plan. Let me just keep your plugins up to date. Can't you just hire me to do that? No, don't worry about it. If there's a problem, I'll call you later. That's what they say. And the reason they do that is because they're coming to you with the mindset that they just want the one thing. But you don't want that. You want people that want all of the things. And so that's kind of thing number two that wrecks people's businesses is, you know, just marketing your services individually. And that, of course, attracts low budget clients. So that's thing number two. Thing number three is just taking the long road. Like, there's so many things that people do to put roadblocks in their way or to extend the amount of time it actually takes them to win clients, make money, get off the ground, that sort of a thing. And so let me give you some examples. So people tend to sabotage their own business by saying things like, oh, I have to have a portfolio before I can, you know, go after real clients. And so therefore, what I'll do is I'll reach out to my friends and my family or just build random sites for myself or whatever for free or super, super cheap. And once I have, you know, a half a dozen of those, then I've got my portfolio and I can show people what I can do and yada, yada, yada. The next thing I know, I'm winning a lot of clients because I've spent all this time building the portfolio. Well, the problem with that is you can't do it. It takes too much time. And when you begin to take on these cheap projects for free or for friends or something like that, you can't put the effort into it that you really need to put in order to be able to have a really good case study out of it because you're doing it for free. And that means you've probably attracted a client that's not really that serious about their business. They're not willing to invest the money that they really need to in order to get their ad campaigns going or get their email list built up or to you know, do all the things that you really need to do the best. Most of the time, the clients don't have that mindset. You're spending all this time doing all this work for free. How long is that going to take? And how many sites do you have to build before you have enough? And then you end up building this reputation of someone who does cheap and free work. And so the leads that you get from the referrals from the people that you just gave the friend or family discount to are also cheap leads, right? And so they're like, oh yeah, you know, call whoever. He just built me my website. He's just getting started. He'll give you a good deal. And then what will happen is you get all these inbound leads who want cheap work. Now you're swamped with all of these projects that are hard, that'll take your time, but you're not making any money out of it. And again, the point of today's broadcast here or whatever, there's this whole workshop is how do you build a web design business that actually makes money as fast as possible? And thinking that you have to have a portfolio to kind of do all of this, where you're doing work now for free that takes a long time, so you're delaying the onset of actually getting real clients, and then you're building this reputation as someone who does cheap work, so then the referrals you get are for cheap work, and then when you finally do raise your price, you then lose all your leads because you didn't need to change your reputation. Now, you used to be the guy that did all the cheap stuff, and now you're not, and so nobody wants to work with you anymore. They go to the next guy that does the cheap stuff. And so you blow it, you burn out, you sabotage your whole business because of those things. And so I just wanted to come and tell you that up front so you don't go down that path and then burn yourself out before you actually start to make the money that you need to stay afloat and to really help people. And that's just one. That's just, you know, the portfolio thing. There's other things that people do to kind of artificially extend the road before they actually get clients. Like people say, well, I got to build a blog. I got to do content marketing of some sort, like blogging or whatever. And, you know, and that takes a lot of time. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about blogging and content marketing in a second, but the aspect of blogging that I wanted to highlight here in this section is just taking the long road. What we're talking about now is taking the long road that's very questionable to success, as opposed to the short road. How do you do it now? How do you build a business as fast as possible that actually makes money? And by thinking that, oh, I have to have a blog first, that delays things significantly. Or what about a podcast? I got to have a podcast. If I had a podcast, then I could build an audience, and then I would have a source of leads for that, you know, for my web design business from the audience of my podcast. But it takes a long time. It's hard to think of stuff to say all the time. And then you have to do the actual podcast. Then you have to record it. Then you have to syndicate it. Then you have to build an audience for it. And a lot of people will do, like, I see this all the time. I see like 5 or 6 podcast episodes from something that's kind of clever. You know, like maybe it's one person, maybe it's a couple, like two people kind of going back and forth on stuff. And it seems like a cool podcast. You're kind of getting to know the people, but they're not getting any traction. They've got like one follower and they don't know what to say. Like, they get to the fifth or the sixth or maybe the 10th episode, and they're like, well, I'm out of content. I don't know what to talk about, and they give up. And so there you go. How long did it take to put those 10 episodes together, right? It's usually an episode a week, so it's like 10, you're months of time into it with all of this thought, and you're still not getting the clients, right? You're still not getting the clients. That's the point. And wouldn't it be better to just get clients now? And how do you, wouldn't that be good? So then you say, well, why did people do it? Why did people take the long road when it's obvious that those long roads don't really lead to success? And if they do lead to success, it's a long way down the road. And the reason, there's a couple reasons. Like, first of all, it feels like you're doing something because you're busy, right? Like if you're building a portfolio, or if you're blogging or trying to do a podcast, I mean, there's a lot of work in all of those things. And it feels like you're busy, like you're doing stuff. And so you feel like you're building your business, even though you're not, even though you're just going down this road that leads to nowhere. It feels like you're doing something. And that's why people kind of get wrapped up into it. And other people will tell you, hey, here's what you need to do. You got to blog. You got to have a podcast. You got to, you know, whatever. And it feels like you're doing something. And that's why people get kind of sucked into it. And that's how they kind of, you know, kind of get pushed along this road. And it's also, if it's better than just sitting there doing nothing, right? So like, if you want to build your business and you don't know what to do, and someone says, hey, you know, you build up your portfolio or do a blog or whatever, you're like, okay, that sounds like a good idea. It's better than sitting on my thumbs. I'll do that. And so, you know, you just kind of do it because it's like, what else am I supposed to do? So that's one reason. Another reason, I think, is it kind of keeps people, and this is, I think, maybe one of the biggest ones, that it keeps people in their comfort zone, meaning that it's the kind of thing where it's like, it's easier to kind of sit behind your screen and blog, or to like set up a podcast, or, you know, build a portfolio or something like that, than it is to actually reach out to the clients that you want to work with. It's scary to reach out to clients. People usually don't know what to say. People don't really know what the pricing should be. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why it's scary to reach out to clients. And it's easier to just say, you know what, I'm gonna do what I know how to do. I'm gonna do a blog. I'm gonna build a website. I'm gonna just practice my skills. I'm gonna learn a new tech skill, something like that. And that kind of keeps you on that long road rather than actually doing something that's going to matter, something that's actually going to win clients and actually build your business and make it profitable as fast as possible. And so that's kind of the third thing. It's like people just kind of stay on that long road. So then there's the fourth thing. The fourth thing is related to the third thing, and it's teaching what you're learning by way of your content marketing. So whether you decide to do a blog, or whether you decide to do a podcast or a YouTube channel or a Facebook group or whatever it might be, like whatever kind of thing that you're going to do that's kind of on the long road of everything we just talked about from step three, it's like the teaching what you're learning problem. It's like, so okay, we're gonna do a blog. What should we blog about? That tends to be the next question. And most web designers blog about what they're learning, right? So they'll blog about the top trends in SEO. They'll blog about how to build a content calendar, new email marketing tools, the most efficient WordPress page builders or themes, or, you know, how Elementor is so bogged down and Divi is so bogged down, but Oxygen is so fast. You know, the people blog about like all of that stuff, or how to build a webinar funnel or something like that. Like they learn these things and then they blog about them because that's what they're learning. But that doesn't attract clients. So think about who you're attracting with that kind of content. Like, are your clients actively online searching for the top trends in SEO? No, they're not. They expect you to know the top trends of SEO. They're searching for something else. They're not searching for that. If they wanted to learn that, then they would not be your ideal client. It's like your clients are the doctors and the electricians and the health coaches and the, you know, the real estate agents and like all of those different people. Those are the clients you want to be working with, and they're not Googling around for the top trends in SEO. They're Googling around for other people that can help them without having to know what the top trends in SEO are, right? They're not looking for all of that stuff. They're looking for someone who can take care of all that stuff without them having to worry about it. So what you're actually doing is you're blogging for your peers, not your clients. Huge point. You're blogging for your peers, not your clients. In fact, because you're blogging for your peers, oftentimes you're kind of spilling your cards out. You're kind of revealing your hand. You're helping your competition more than you are attracting clients. Now, granted, I don't have any problem at all kind of, you know, sharing my cards. I'm doing it right now. It's like, helping people is fine. So like, if you want to blog about what you know, fine, but don't expect it to attract clients. Expect it to be something helpful for your peers. And if you're trying to build a web design business that you would like to be profitable as fast as possible, what you really should be spending your time doing first is attracting clients. And then once you have a pattern that works, share it with your peers so everybody can win out of it. But most people jump straight to sharing with their peers. They don't have the clients, they burn out, and they never get the business. So that's the fourth thing. It's kind of the concept of teaching what you're learning. But the problem with that is it attracts peers rather than clients. And then here's the last one. And this last one is particularly applicable to the WordPress community. And the general idea is charging more for an inferior experience, right? So suppose you're working with a client, you're going to build them a project, or maybe you're going to migrate a client off of Wix or Squarespace into WordPress, and maybe they're accustomed to $15 a month or whatever it costs on Wix or whatever, and you're saying, okay, it's actually going to be $5,000 or something bigger. Like, you know, usually in DoubleStack, the price points that we hit are initial build out of a site somewhere between $3,000 to $10,000. That tends to be the average. I'd say maybe $5,000 on average for the initial build of a site. And then once you launch the site, you end up having a long-term kind of retainer relationship where your client pays you about $1,000 a month. You know, usually that's the starting point. And then it goes up. You know, like obviously people don't stay at the starting point forever. People will, you know, you kind of walk up your value ladder over time, or maybe you'll find somebody more established in the beginning and they'll hire you for, you know, three or four times that, like $3,000 or $4,000 per month. And so now you've got clients that range from like $15,000 to $50,000. And wouldn't it be great if you had a handful of those that you could keep working with? But that is a heck of a difference from Wix at $15 a month. So $15 versus $15,000, huge, huge shift. So you're charging more. And then a lot of times when, like, I will ask people, what's your secret sauce? Like, why would I pay you so much more to work with you compared to a site that I could get for way cheaper? And then, you know, most of the time people will say, well, it's going to be a custom site. It's a site that nobody else has. You know, it's guaranteed to work from the get-go. It's, you know, whatever. I'm here to help and support. I'm a nice person. Like, all of these reasons, but that doesn't make any difference. Like, those reasons don't matter to the clients. And what they're hearing is, okay, well, now I got to worry about plugin updates, and I've got to keep WordPress updated, and I got to do automated backups, and I got to store those backups off-site somewhere, and there's additional security requirements, and it's a more complex back-end experience than it is on Wix. So that now I can't do the work myself. I'm dependent on the developer. And it's like all of these inferior or like negative experiences are what they're hearing, and they're thinking, I also have to pay way more. So more money, worse experience, no deal. And that's why people tend to lose a lot of clients. It's like they don't have what it takes to explain to their clients why working with them is in fact worth so much more money compared to just having a cheap site on Wix. And a lot of clients are thinking, well, maybe I don't even need a site at all. You know, maybe a Facebook page is all I need or whatever. And most WordPress developers are coming up with very weak, if any, answers whatsoever when answering that question. It's like, why is working with you worth $15,000? Like, why do your websites cost $15,000 when I could get a website for $15 instead of $15,000? That's one of the huge, huge problems. And so you have to figure that out. You have to come up with a reason why you're worth everything along those lines, as opposed to these cheaper solutions. So those are the five big things. Let me run through them real quick again, just kind of as a summary, and then we'll start wrapping it all up. So the first one was finding jobs on job boards. You don't want to do that because competition's too high, price is too inflexible, the timing is not right. You're not going to find the clients that you can really help the most. And you need to pull clients from a different pool in order to achieve a web design business that makes money as fast as possible, which is the whole point here. So thing number one is job boards. Thing number two, marketing your services rather than marketing your services will attract low budget clients is basically the idea. So web designers who market their businesses based solely on their services that they provide attract low budget clients looking for one of those services. That's basically the problem that most people get into. Look at their website, look at what's on their business card. ask them, hey, what do you do? And then they'll start listing individual services. That's how you know if you're in that group. Thing number three, taking the long road. You know, inadvertently or accidentally sabotaging your business by dramatically extending out the amount of time it takes to win your client, to win your first client sometimes, and certainly to win high-paying clients. You know, building a portfolio of free work or cheap work, you know, thinking you have to have a blog, thinking you have to have a podcast, you know, all of these different things that kind of get in the way. Taking the long road. The next one is teaching what you're learning. That attracts your peers, not your clients. And then the final one is just charging more for an inferior experience. It's like, you got to have an answer for why working with you is worth dramatically more than these cheap prices. And when I say dramatically more, you have to be in the vicinity of what we just talked about. You have to be selling sites around $5,000 in order to achieve the kind of income goals that we've been talking about here, where you're making, you know, somewhere around six figures on your own as a full-time web design consultant. And even if you could, even if you only kind of bump up to 2,500 or something like that, that's not really going to get you to where you need to be, because that means two sites a month. That means you get 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you have to land a new client and build the site and find the next client and all that stuff. And you have to run through it at least twice per month just to hit 5,000 per month, which is only 60 grand a year. So if you want to do you know, 10 grand, you know, $10,000 a month, that's a site a week. It's like, that's too much. You can't do that. It's too much work. You can't drive results like that. You can't find clients. Building that kind of lead flow is just too much. And so you have to do something better. And you have to be able to raise your prices to what we talked about, where not only are you having these, you know, $3,000 to $10,000 projects up front, but you also have the recurring revenue coming in to the tune of at least about $1,000 a month. So, and that's what Double Stack is all about. Like, the whole concept behind Double Stack is, how do you get clients like that? And there's a whole suite of things that we do. We talk about the marketing stack. We talk about the business development stack. That's the name Double Stack, right? Marketing stack, business development stack. So like tech stack, business development stack, that's the whole idea. What are the tools that you use to drive results for clients? What's the marketing approach that gets you out of these five things so that you actually do something that's much more effective? So we spend weeks of time building up your marketing story that positions you as an authority, as an expert. You're not a commodity. You're not just a random person on Upwork or whatever. You're actually somebody who can actually drive results for clients, get better outcomes for them. So we talk about that. That's going to raise your value, like the amount that you can charge. It also raises your position, meaning that you're just not a replaceable commodity. And then the final thing that we really dive into deep into Double Stack is, how do you actually onboard the clients? So we have a three-step process for that. The first step is, what's the meeting sound like? Like, how do you show up to a client meeting where you instill the confidence that your client needs to have in you to feel safe investing in these high ticket solutions as opposed to these cheap websites? So what is the meeting like? Like, what questions do you ask? How do you have that conversation? What's the structure for that? And then we go into the proposal. Like, what's the proposal going to be like to actually, you know, win the client? Like, how does that work? Because you don't want to get into a situation where you're creating proposals out of these technical to-do lists. Because if you do, then what will happen is you'll put all of this time into writing the proposal and figuring out what they need to do and having your whole spec sheet there. And then you present it to the client, and then they shop your tech list with all these other cheaper developers. So you did all the work to figure out what needs to actually happen. And then they take your list and they shop it around to all these other people that can do the same thing for less, right? And so you can't win like that. You can't charge enough. You're not going to win the right clients. It's not a recipe for building your web design business as fast as possible. I'll teach you a brand new way of writing proposals that avoids that problem. And then the third thing is the pricing. Like, how do you make sure that you have pricing that is accessible to your clients? Because you obviously are charging way more. How do we make sure that we present that in a way that is financially accessible to your clients without destroying their mindset in the process? Because what most people will do is they'll kind of fill up their basket of, say, okay, well, based on what we just talked about in our discovery session, I think you need these things in order to get the results that we talked about. And then the client says, yeah, I think that sounds great. You do awesome work. I like what you're doing. How much does that cost? And then you say it's like $10,000. And then they jump out of their socks and freak out and say, well, that's more than I was expecting. What can we do? And then you begin to take stuff out of the basket. And, you know, and then of course the idea is, well, the only way to lower the price is to do less things, like to do fewer things. And then if you're doing fewer things, then what impact does that have on the result that the client gets? Like, if you said, I need this full $10,000 basket of stuff to generate this awesome six-figure business, and now you're saying I can do it all with $5,000, do I get a $50,000 business because I only got half the stuff? Or do I get no business at all? Like, if I'm trying to build a car and you only give me half the parts, the car's not going anywhere. It's like that's nothing. The car won't run at all with only half the parts. You have to have all the parts. So that's what most people do, is they tend to lower the price by removing services. And then, of course, that destroys the client's expectations for what outcomes they'll be able to get, which then in turn reduces what they're willing to spend. And before you know it, there's no deal. The client goes on and you lose the job. The client goes on and doesn't get the business either. Everything just falls apart. So that's what we really focus on in DoubleStack, is how do you overcome these five things so that you have a significant and strong answer for why working with you is dramatically better than working with, you know, a cheap developer from Fiverr or a cheap site on Wix or whatever. And so what are the tech tools that you're going to use to differentiate yourself? What's the marketing strategy that you use to set yourself apart to attract clients from a different pool, like an entirely new group of people who might not even think they're looking for websites? That's ultimately who you want to be attracting. And then finally, once you do attract those people, how do you have a solid client onboarding experience to win the clients? And when you do that, you get yourself somewhere in the vicinity of six, seven, eight clients like that. And that's what you need in order to generate a six-figure business. And you think, well, what if I did that? What if I did it? What if I had a client per month over the course of the year? By the end of the year, you'd have a $100,000 business. And that's what Alex did. Like, if you look at the doublestack.net website, you know, look at some of the interviews that I did with the doublestackers, you know, people that are in the five-figure family where they have clients who are paying them over five figures. Multiple clients paying them over five figures, and they do it really fast. And so if you're in the business of trying to build a web design business, you want to get into the realm of being successful, having the kind of finances you need to stay afloat, to have the lifestyle you want, and you want to do it really fast without going down the road of all of these time wasters that actually burn you out and actually never get you where you want, and then you lose your business before you can even get it off the ground. Well, let's talk about it. Let's get you on the road so that you can make this come to life for you, so that you can help people at a significantly deeper level. Imagine how much better of a project you could deliver if somebody paid you $10,000 or $15,000 for it compared to if they paid you $1,000 for it, right? Like, you can do better work, and it's much more fulfilling. It's satisfying. It's exciting. And then think about how great it would feel to deliver that work and then see your client thriving with a business because of the work that you're doing. And then think of what kind of case study you could present if you had that compared to the case study from your free project that you just did to build up a portfolio for your cousin or something like that. So, you know, that's the gist of the whole thing. So if it sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar pop up. Pick a time that works for you, and you and me will get on the phone for about 45 minutes and we'll go through this stuff. And let me talk to you about how we can do all these things. What are the tools you need? What's the marketing approach? What's the client onboarding experience like for you? Like, I can't say now because your clients might be different from my clients. And so those things are shifted specifically to be tailored to your audience and your clients. So if that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call and, you know, we'll get you out there, you know, having the impact that you should be having and earning what you're capable of earning. So awesome, guys. That's what we got for today. Head over to doublestack.net/call. Look forward to talking to you. High five for you. Boop. And we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.